NTUS and anti-government sentiment runs high in Pakistan following the government's decision to allow the US and its allies to resume shipping troop supplies to Afghanistan. While masses were already on the road with their long march towards Islamabad to protest Islamabad's decision of reopening the supply routes for US-led troops in Afghanistan, religious parties in metropolis Peshawar staged protests against the resumption of supply lines. They called on the government to permanently close them.
We are protesting against the government's decision to resume the NATO supplies. Because these supplies are carrying lethal weapons and these are being used by US forces against us and our Muslim brothers.
Islamabad ended the 7-month blockade of supplies after the US apologized for its airstrikes on a Pakistani checkpost in November that killed at least 24 Pakistani soldiers. However, leaders of the party said by reopening the supply routes, the government has bypassed the parliamentary resolution, which demanded that the U.S. stop assassination drone attacks in Pakistan and apologize for its airstrikes.
The government had earlier demanded the U.S. to apologize over the death of 24 Pakistani soldiers in Salalah checkpost and stop the assassination drone attacks on Pakistani soil. The U.S. government did not tender an apology, but we opened their supply route. The result, we faced several assassination drone attacks the very same day the supply routes were opened.
Demonstrators said the government's decision to resume the supplies was not in the national interest, as the so-called U.S.-led war on terror has cost Pakistan thousands of innocent lives besides a staggering national economy.
These supplies to U.S.-led forces actually contains lethal weapons which are being used against our own people at the Pakistan border. This so-called war on terror has cost us beyond imagination.
Shouting, "No to NATO supplies," the protesters carried banners and placards with anti-U.S. and anti-government slogans.
The protesters are saying that they will continue their protest across the country until the government reverses its decision of reopening the supply lines for US-led forces in Afghanistan and withdraws from the alliance with the US in its so-called war on terror. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.